This is Sports Spectrum, the intersection of sports and faith, where we bring Jesus back into the conversation. Here's your host, Jason Romano.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Sports Spectrum podcast. I am Jason Romano. We got a little bonus episode for you today, as we've done for the last couple of times that our Sports Spectrum magazine has been released. We want to tell you guys about what's in this new edition of Sports Spectrum's magazine. And with it being the fall issue, of course, the magazine is focused on football. And so it's always great to welcome back my friend, my colleague, the managing editor of Sports Spectrum and Sports Spectrum magazine, John Ackerman, to discuss what I think is one of our best issues we've done so far. And we'll talk about that in a second, why that is. But John, what's going on, buddy? Welcome back to Sports Spectrum's podcast. How are you?
Thanks, man. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Always good to chat.
Yeah, we're on the back end of the magazine production now, so it's like you can breathe a little bit, because I know that you work some long hours, you and our buddy there, Aaron Sauer, who's our graphics guy and puts together the magazine, the look of the magazine. You guys work a lot of hours putting this thing together, and now we're on the back end and actually having a copy in my hand. We can actually feel it, touch it, read it, look at it, and you can see what all that work turned into. And don't you think this is one of the best magazines we've done? I know we're biased on this, but there's a bunch of reasons why, but this is really an awesome magazine. Dabo Swinney from Clemson, by the way, is on the cover.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely one of our best issues yet. Yeah. It feels a lot of work went into this one, but it's always fun to actually get the printed product, to hold the printed product and read through it. This one, yeah, we got some really good access to a few athletes, which is always a lot more fun, always makes for better stories. Took our own photos this time around with the staff photographer, Leah. So it turned out really, really well. I'm really excited about this issue.
Yeah, shout out to our friend Leah Stauffer. She is our social media director, but also kind of our residential photographer for our Sports Spectrum team as well. And this was one where, let me kind of go a little backwards here for our audience that's listening. The reason I think this is such a special issue is, you know, you and I, John, have been doing this for 4+ years now at Sports Spectrum. And this is the first time where we've actually gone out and set up a sit down conversation and what you would just, I guess, deem as a photo shoot, videos as well, with not only one, but two athletes in this current issue of the magazine. The first was with Denver Broncos offensive lineman Dalton Risner. And I was with you, and our team went to Dalton's house in Colorado and got to sit down with this very unique individual who has tattoos all over his arms, but the desire to have those tattoos are for a purpose that he is so focused on, and that is to tell people about Jesus. What did you take away from your time talking to Dalton and being able to feature him and his tattoos in this upcoming issue of the magazine?
Dalton is a great dude, man. He's a really good dude. And I love that we were able to get in contact with him. He's honestly one of the most responsive athletes that I've ever worked with, like just communicating of like, hey man, we would love to do this. And he invited us over to his house. Like, we weren't expecting that. He invited us over to his house. You know, we're based here in Colorado. He lives here in Colorado. And so it made a lot of sense. And yeah, we have a staff photographer with us now, and she's a full-time staffer, but does photography. And that when I knew how good of a photographer Leah was, I was like, this gives us an opportunity to do a lot more, because it's not cheap to hire photographers to do photo shoots and stuff like that. But it gave me some ideas. So once we were able to make the connection with Dalton through you, you did a podcast with him a few months ago.
That's right.
We were able to connect, and he invited us out to his house, was like, yeah, set up whatever you want. Let's do an interview. Let's do photos. And it turned out really well. Leah's a great photographer. That's a big piece of the piece in the magazine, are photos of Dalton's tattoos. And yeah, I just love the way Dalton lives his life, man. He's unashamed about Jesus. And he's literally wearing scripture on his arms and loves to talk about his tattoos, loves to share the scripture that is tattooed on his body. And he's just, he's a unique dude, a lot of fun to hang out with. Just a really good guy, very welcoming. And so that was a lot of fun. Like, I think that's going to be one of the most memorable stories I might ever write.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why people need to go get the magazine. You can order it at sportsspectrum.com if you haven't already subscribed to our magazine, because the visual part of this, and I'm looking at it right now, I'm kind of showing it to you, John, the visual part of this story and seeing not just Dalton's tattoos, but what those tattoos actually say is pretty awesome. And Aaron and, you know, Leah and you and I just all being a part of that, everybody did their job in such a cool way to make this a really special article. Before we move on, I want to play a clip of Dalton. You actually sat down and talked to him and we recorded that. And I want to play a clip, just a couple minute clip of Dalton Risner from the Denver Broncos talking about identity. And he went deep. I mean, you guys talked for like 45 minutes for this article and this story that we did. And this was not a guy who was shy at all. But take a listen to Dalton. I think you're going to really love what he had to say. And some of this is featured in our upcoming issue of Sports Spectrum's magazine.
One thing that I think growing in my faith is identity. That's something I've been focusing on probably the last 6 months, is identity. And how can I grow in my faith with my identity? Because I'm not Dalton Risner, the football player. But guess what? With guys in the NFL and guys that play Division I football and move on after that, it's really hard to take that next step and chapter in your life whenever you've always been the guy that someone wants an autograph, or they think you're pretty cool, so you get special treatment, whatever it may be. And not that you're entitled, because we're entitled to nothing, but at the same time, like, identity, I think, is so important as to, I'm not Dalton Risner, the football player. When the NFL ends and football's over, I find my identity in Christ, because I'm worthy for Him. And just because I play a sport of football down here, that doesn't mean anything. So I think a part of growing in my faith as of late is finding my identity in Jesus Christ, not being controlled by the game of football and the fame that comes with that, or the attention that comes with that, whether that be through social media or just out in public in everyday life, making sure that I find my identity in Jesus Christ, because that's something that's everlasting. And I think a lot of people find their identity in things that do not last forever, whether that's materialistic things, whether that's their job or whatever it may be. I think it's really important to find your identity in something that is everlasting. And that's what I've been doing as of late to grow in my faith. And like I mentioned earlier, continuing to make sure that I pray more. I'm always telling my fiance, man, I want to make sure we pray more before meals. And don't forget, even when we're in a rush, to do that. And sometimes just taking time to rest your soul. And this comes from my guy Reza. I was talking to him about 2 months ago. And that's something I've tried to do since, is we're so busy. I might be doing so many foundational events and speaking at churches and really trying to be a disciple of the Lord. And that's how I grow in my faith too. All these things I'm mentioning, I feel like, are areas of growing in my faith. Being more comfortable. I mean, I gave my first sermon for an hour and back-to-back sermons at Passionate Life Church. And I've always spoken about Jesus and done a Q&A after, you know, a quick 10-minute speech and then a Q&A. But I mean, this was a full-on hour that he didn't want any questions to be asked. So he said, you got the full deal. I'm going to introduce you. We're going to sing. You got it. We're going to sing and it's going to be out. So that was a really cool moment for me. I grew in my faith a ton to be able to get up there for an hour and actually preach about words straight from the Bible and not preach what I'm wanting to do, because that was a huge step for me. Because of course, when I get up there, I want to preach what Dalton Risner thinks and what's going on in this head. But at the same time, I thought about it. What a great opportunity. I want to speak what Jesus wants me to talk about. How can Jesus speak through me? How can I glorify God? 1 Peter 4:10, one of my favorite verses is, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And here today, Jason and John and Aaron, everybody, we each have been given a gift. Some of us know it and some of us don't. But I think the coolest thing is to utilize that gift to glorify God each and every day.
And that was Dalton Risner. He got a chance to talk to Sports Spectrum, to you, John, actually, John Ackerman, our managing editor here at Sports Spectrum, for our fall edition of the magazine. Go pick it up. I'm telling you, sportsspectrum.com. Go order the magazine, a 1 year issue for $18, 2 years for just $30. You get a digital magazine as well. Comes to your email inbox that you can check out. But this is a really cool issue with Dalton Risner featured. It's also really cool because we got to go to Liberty. Actually, you, John Ackerman, got to go down to Liberty University and feature this really exciting football player in Malik Willis, who's getting a lot of buzz as the football season gets ready to kick off here. Tell us about Malik Willis and just the opportunity to go and feature him in this magazine.
Yeah. So looking ahead to this upcoming season, I started to see the name Malik Willis pop up in some mock drafts of analysts saying that Malik Willis at Liberty has a chance to go be a first round draft pick. And that surprised me because I'm like, there's not a lot of NFL guys that come out of Liberty, let alone first round draft picks. Sure enough, nobody out of Liberty has ever been drafted higher than the fourth round. Yeah. And so Malik's being talked about as a first round draft pick. And it goes back to, again, to our girl, Leah. Leah went to Liberty, worked in the athletic department there. And so she had great connections there. And she's like, do you want me to ask if we can get some time with Malik Willis? And I was like, yes, let's do it. And so we were able to set up some time with Malik Willis. Leah and I went out to Lynchburg, Virginia, to spend an afternoon there. And this was a few weeks after we did the photo shoot and interview with Dalton Reisner. And the contrast between Dalton Reisner, who's a very gregarious, outgoing character, yeah, and Malik Willis was quite different. Malik Willis is a great dude. He's a great guy. He's just more soft spoken. He's more relaxed, I guess. But a lot of fun to talk to because he is being talked about as one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Not just at Liberty, like not just in his conference, like one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And he is so humble, so humble about it. Like he doesn't like to talk about I tried to ask him about like, what do you think of this hype that's surrounding you about the NFL draft and being going in the first round? And he's just like, this is talk. He's like, I can't do anything about that. And frankly, I don't think he really enjoys it. He doesn't like the spotlight being on him.
Yeah.
But when you have as good of a season as he had last year, and I mean, Liberty finished the year 17th in the country, and that's the best season that Liberty at the football program has ever had.
Yeah.
He's being
expectations are high this year candidate. Too, right?
Exactly. And so when you have a season like they had last year, you're going to get some expectations thrown on you. And so I'm excited to watch how this season plays out. Malik Willis is definitely one to watch. If you hadn't heard of him already, he's definitely one to watch because he's been talked about as one of the top five quarterbacks in the country, one of the top five quarterbacks to go probably in the first round of next year's NFL draft. So someone to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, he's going to be likely the highest draft pick ever from Liberty as long as, you know, everything goes the way it's headed towards, we'll say. And that will be really fun to watch. And it's kind of cool that we'll get to hopefully have talked to him before he reaches his NFL career and hopefully stardom and lots of success there and a platform where he can point people to Christ, which leads me to the conversation, John, that you had with him down at Liberty, like we did with Dalton. I just want to play a little bit of what Malik had to say in his conversation with you. I kind of spliced a couple of his answers together here. But it's Malik Willis talking to you, talking about trusting in God and limiting the distractions. That was a big thing for him. He's just focused on football and he's focused on his faith in his Lord and Savior. So take a listen to a little bit of John Ackerman talking to Malik Willis from the conversation that took place for the magazine just a little while ago.
No matter how long we live, we'll never know what God got going on for our lives. So you just got to lean on him and ask for wisdom and the strength to get through it. That's what I ask for the most, wisdom and strength to get through it. Wisdom to just try to not fully understand, because we'll never fully understand what he has for us, but just understand what I need to be doing at the moment, what I need to be doing to prepare myself and the strength to get through it mentally and physically. You know, just not folding, not giving up, just keep working hard and stay on the grind, you know. Because we're playing for him. At the end of the day, that's how I look at it. It's an audience of one when we go out there. That's why you can't really never get nervous, because you're not playing for the fans. I mean, we appreciate them coming, but you're not playing for them. You're playing. You're using the abilities that God gives you and go out there and glorify his name and try to spread the gospel. I mean, that was the easiest way I could show it off, really. Because, I mean, I got a couple of tattoos, but, I mean, you can't really see that when I'm out there running around. But definitely, I got those when I was a red shirt, and I was just in my room one day. I was like, dang, I wonder if I get like some wristbands or something. Then I had found those, and I was like, perfect. And then I had them sitting right there on my dresser until I got the chance to go out on the field and use them. I just feel like he keeps beating it in my head. Just know how many people you influence, know what your impact does to people. And I feel like that's just a reiterated thing, because I keep going to these places being a counselor or whatnot, and I'm impacting a lot of young people's lives, and they looking up to me for things to do, things not to do, and I just got to be cognizant of how I want to, you know, leave my mark on them, what I want them to remember for me. And I just don't want it to be negative. Just want it to be positivity, you know, and the way to go. And just, if you don't have to go through things I went through, then I helped you out a lot, you know?
All right, so that was Malik Willis talking to our managing editor, John Ackerman, for our Sports Spectrum fall issue of the magazine, which you got to go pick up, because there's some awesome pictures that our colleague Leah, who works with us, took as well for this magazine of Malik Willis. And it was interesting, John, because not only did you get to talk to him and kind of do a sit-down interview, which you could tell Malik is just kind of shy a little bit and doesn't enjoy, I don't think, doing a lot of interviews, but then you guys got to go out on the field and kind of have a little photo shoot and see him in his element. And it was a little bit different experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, sitting down and doing the interview with him, he's very gracious and very cordial, has great thoughts and great things to say. But when we got done with that interview and we went out to the field, we had the whole Liberty Stadium to ourselves, just me, Leah, and Malik doing the photos. I could sense that he just relaxed a little bit more. And he's like, he's more comfortable there. We got a football. And so he and I were throwing the football back and forth for some photos. At one point, he even like was joking around. He took Leah's camera and took some of his own photos. And so just a fun dude, a really fun to hang out with him and get a glimpse into his life. And I'm just excited to see young guy. I mean, he's going into his senior year, but he's a young guy, very unashamed about his faith. And I love to see it.
Yeah, it's really great. And everybody's got to go read that article as well. Again, though, neither Malik or Dalton are on the cover. We have Dabo Swinney from Clemson on the cover, and really some good stuff inside the magazine as well. Some other things. Can you kind of share, John, give a little synopsis on Dabo being on the cover and the story of the Clemson head coach, and then maybe summarize a little bit of what people can expect inside this issue, this brand new fall 2021 issue of Sports Spectrum's magazine?
Yeah, I wanted to put Dabo on the cover just because he's one of the most well-known coaches in the country. Also very unashamed about his faith. And we got some good access with him too. An exclusive interview that we did in a show that you produced, you know, our draft special, we were able to talk to Dabo. He's bold. He's very bold in his faith and the way he leads his program at Clemson. And clearly it's working. Clemson's one of the best programs in the country. They lost Trevor Lawrence, but they're just reloading. You know that they'll be a power again this year. Yep. And so very, very fun guy to write about, because he is, again, he's bold in his faith, and love to see that from leaders who are, you know, at the top of their profession.
Yeah, Dabo's so good at what he does. I'm so impressed every time I watch him speak and talk as a leader, how he loves his team, how he talks, how he brings faith into every conversation. Certainly when he's on Sports Spectrum, you're kind of welcome to talk about your faith. It's a little different than if you're on ESPN or Fox, but he brings it in every conversation that he has. And it's so impressive to watch him as a leader of a team that's had so much success with Clemson. Now, inside, there's also a couple other stories, John. And of course, our favorite thing is the back of the issue, which has a way that people can get to know Christ personally, which I tell people all the time, John, this magazine is great if you just want to read and be entertained and encouraged. But this is a legit resource and way for you to share the gospel with someone and introduce someone to Jesus. And that's what I've been really harping on the podcast when I talk about Sports Spectrum is this. We are a resource. Our ministry, what we do, I love what we get to do telling these stories. But, and it's great if people read them as, you know, an entertainment value or just to be encouraged. But man, take this and use it as a way to share the gospel with someone else. So kind of summarize the rest of the magazine, John, and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we hope that every issue is a resource, like you said, is a resource to share the gospel with others. We hope that people see Dabo Swinney on the cover and want to read more about him and learn more about his faith, and or maybe introduced to somebody like Malik Willis or Dalton Risner, just, you know, seeing these elite athletes at the top of the game. In this issue, we also have a really cool story about a Fill the Stadium campaign that Compassion International is doing. They've teamed up with some pro athletes to raise money for children who were just impacted by COVID and the lack of events and the lack of sponsorship that was there. But some pro athletes have stepped in and started a really cool campaign to help support those kids. And we also featured a podcast interview that you did with Nicole Mendez, softball player who won a national title at Oklahoma, but then went on to play in the Olympics with Mexico. So it was very cool to get her perspective as well. And then as usual, in the back of the magazine, we've got some devotionals that are written by athletes and some team chaplains, some columns from ministry leaders. We have a ministry leader from FCA, a ministry leader from Athletes in Action, who always brings such good perspective and such good insight to this magazine. And then, like you said, the gospel message at the back of the magazine, it's really six steps to how someone can start a relationship with Christ. And our hope with every issue is we hope that you enjoy the stories. We hope that you learn more about athletes or coaches sharing their faith, and that inspires, you know, the readers to share about their faith. But if they haven't made a decision for Christ, we hope that this magazine can help them do that, or at least, you know, be a tool or a seed along the way in their journey that they might, you know, develop their own relationship with Christ. And that's our ultimate goal with anything that we do at Sports Spectrum. We love that we get to share the gospel through sports. But we want further impact, kingdom impact, to where they're through sports learning more about Christ.
Yeah. And you mentioned FCA and Athletes in Action. I know a lot of people who lead FCA huddles that listen to this podcast, and I've told them and encouraged them. And if they're listening now, I would encourage them as well to consider the magazine as a resource to lead your team, you lead your huddle with, and an opportunity to not only share the gospel, but to grow in your faith. And a lot of times the way we grow in our faith is seeing other stories and hearing from other people on what God is doing in their lives. That's why we do this podcast. It's really about our ministry and pointing people to Christ and bringing Jesus back into the conversation. And this magazine is a great resource to be able to do that. Real quick, before we go to sportsspectrum.com. That's where you can order the magazine. There's a magazine icon at the top. You'll see the big banner there. You click it and you can order right there. It's super cheap, $18 for a whole year, or you can get 2 years and it's only $15 per year. 2 years for $30 right there at sportsspectrum.com. And you also get a digital edition of the magazine now included as well. John, great job, buddy. This was a great, great magazine. One of my favorites that we've done. And I just appreciate you and your hard work. Certainly appreciate Aaron and Leah and the whole team with Sports Spectrum. And look forward to the next one. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.